are listening to Book Nerds.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of Book Nuts. I am your host, as always, Tracy Holtz, otherwise known as Holster, and want to welcome you to another episode here. You guys are listening to us, and we appreciate you downloading this episode and listening to it for us. We do enjoy doing this, and we hope you guys find some use out of this. This is a podcast about reading books, although both of us, we talked about in the past, listen to audiobooks. And if anybody wants to join us, please contact us. You can contact me at tracy@podnuts.com. And if you want to get a hold of my partner in crime, you can send it to me and I'll make sure he gets it. And if you want to join us, let us know and we'll let you know what book's coming up. So, and as I talked about my partner in crime, as always, the one, the only, Mr. Jonathan Nadeau. How are you today, Jonathan?
Oh, doing well, thank you. It's probably good that I'm the only Jonathan Nadeau. Well, actually, you know what? I'm not the only Jonathan Nadeau. There's probably like tons of Jonathan Nadeaus throughout the world, but I'm the only one of me, which is probably good.
So, Nadeau. What is Nadeau? Where does the name Nadeau come from?
French-Canadian.
Okay, so I knew that's what was... Now I understand. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, Nadeau is like, you know... It's like Smith in Canada. Like, Nadeaus probably make up half the population of Quebec. So it's an extremely popular last name.
Okay. Well, that's good. There's some Holtzes, which is German, but most that came to America put a T in there, H-O-L-T-Z, but mine is with no T. So I don't know if my ancestors were keeping it real or just lazy. So you can pick.
Probably a little bit of both. Yeah, everything's going well on my end. Nothing terribly new or exciting. Still doing marketing for crowdfunding campaigns. Still working on Sonar. Looking at the new Raspberry Pi that came out. Hopefully we'll get Sonar working on that soon. So just kind of the everyday stuff going on my end.
All right. That would be really exciting, getting Sonar on the Raspberry Pi. I see a lot of stuff doing that. If anybody does not know what we are talking about, stop now, hit pause, go to search for Sonar Linux and read about it. It's a good project. I'm not going to go in detail. We have a little in the past. So, but do it right now and help the guy out. He does a great job. He won't say it. He won't ask, but I'm going to say for it. As they say, help a brother out.
Thank you, sir. So yeah, I guess that's about everything. So like you said at the beginning, actually, I don't think you said at the beginning what we're going to be talking about. So today we're talking about, it's a book called Hounded, and I believe it's the Iron Druid Chronicles. It's a series. It's like six full books, and there's like two kind of 0.5 books, which are kind of like novelettes or short novels, like short, quick books. But so this is the first one in the series called Hounded. And it's the Iron Druid series, so we're not giving away any spoilers just yet. But so, Tracy, you want to tell us a little bit about Hounded?
Yeah, it is. Now, like we said, this will be no spoilers. Spoilers will be later, and you can keep listening to it. First and foremost, this is one of my favorite series of all time. I got three favorite book series. This Iron Druids is one. The Dresden Files is another one. And the Jack Reacher series. Those are my three series I really, really like. And this is one of them. And somebody told me to listen to this. I wasn't really expecting much. I listened to it, and it just grabbed me and pulled me in. It's a really good book. The 20,000 view down, this is a book about, the main character is Atticus O'Sullivan. And he is basically the last druid on the earth, okay? So it's basically his struggle to keep the evil away from doing harm, basically, and the harm that tries to find him. And I don't want to give away too many spoilers, because in the first book, if you describe what's going on, it'll be huge, huge spoilers. But the whole premises of this series is, if you've heard of the god before, it's real. Now, the more people that believe in it at this time, the more strength the god has. So, obviously, pretty much, you know, like Thor's in there, all these gods you can think about are in this series and have different, you know, powers and such. That's kind of the 20,000 feet look down at the series like that. Is there anything else you want to throw in about the overall?
Yeah, there's also kind of like witches and vampires and werewolves and stuff in the mix also.
Yeah, and this does not, spoiler alert, this book was, I'm gonna say something bad about the book right now. I think the author really, really missed out on something here. This is a book where kids can enjoy it as well as adults can enjoy it. But there's a couple of adult scenes in here. If he would have omitted those scenes, he could have really pushed and got a whole nother demographic, you know, for kids to reading this too. So I am going to fault the author for that because I think he really missed an opportunity there.
Yeah, and if you took the scenes out, you're really not missing anything from the book. Like they weren't even necessary. So he could easily have left those out, and it wouldn't have affected the book at all.
Exactly. It right. So that is a fault that I'm going to say, but it's. One thing I do like about, and this is with all his books, not just this first one, is there's twists and turns, and there's turns you know that are going to happen, but they turn in a different way, if that makes sense. And that's what I like about his storytelling. It you know a twist is coming up, but you think, okay, the twist is going to be like this, this, or this, and it was the fourth option you weren't even thinking about in general. So that's what I kind of liked.
Yeah, with the book too, I can't remember. He goes by so many names. Is it Anarchus?
Anarchus. Yeah, Atticus.
Right? Yeah, Atticus. Yeah. That's it. Atticus. So Atticus is like hanging out in Arizona. I think it's Tempe or somewhere in that area. And he's just kind of hanging out in Arizona. He's got his own like little shop where he sells like herbal, remedies, and like he's got like some books and stuff that he sells. He's just hanging out and trying to stay out of trouble and kind of do his thing, but trouble always seems to find Atticus, and you start to figure that out pretty quickly in the first book.
Yeah, it's to give the plot of the first one, and this really won't ruin it, is basically there is one of the gods we talked about named Angus Og is trying to retrieve a sword Atticus has called Fagora. And Fagra is a magical sword. I'm not going to go into how it's magical. And he basically got it about 1,000 years ago. And that's one thing about, he was born in the BC time, okay? And he is that old. He was born right about, I can't remember, but they say, but right about the time, basically the time Jesus was born, basically right there about 00. And he has a special tea he drinks that keeps him young and keeps him alive.
Immortality.
And, yeah, immortality, as he calls it. And the other main characters in this book that you will see throughout there is, first is his dog. This is probably the second main character named Oberon, beside Atticus. And he really makes this book. I think this is one where everybody wants a dog like Oberon. I think
I totally do.
Yeah, he is an Irish wolfhound, so he's a huge dog. And he has a way to connect to the dog where he can kind of talk back and forth through mental thoughts to Oberon. And so an Oberon, and he gives Oberon this immortality too. So he's a lot older and has a lot more experiences. But he has some of the dog's faults, like time. He doesn't understand time and stuff like that. So, yeah, Oberon really makes the story, too, as it goes on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the voice the guy uses for Oberon is hilarious also.
Right, exactly, yeah. And a couple other of the main characters you are going to see in this book is Hal Hawk. He is actually a werewolf, but he is Atticus's lawyer. And he's got another lawyer by the name of Leif Helgerson.
Yes.
And he is a vampire in that area. And another person you start seeing through there, her name is Granuel. She's a bartender. And one of my favorite characters that, if you read this, doesn't ruin anything, comes in and out of all these different books, is a Native American trickster called Coyote.
Oh, yeah.
And he's one of my favorite characters. And so those are kind of the main ones. There's some more in this first book here that you meet and go, but those are kind of your main characters. Any other characters you want to talk about?
Just the older Irish woman that he like mows her lawn and stuff for. I can't remember her name right now, but he always visits her and hangs out with her. And like I said, he mows her lawn and kind of does, you know, little odd jobs for her and stuff. And he likes hanging out with her and talking to her.
Yeah, yeah, yep, yeah.
She's, I can't remember her name right now. Her name slipped my mind.
I forgot too. But basically, what he does through Oberon and through this lady is he gives a lot of back history, so you don't get like a dream type appearances. He uses characters in this book to tell stuff from the past that you need to know for the present story. So that's another reason I like how he tells a story. It's not in the general, you know, well, I'm thinking back to this time and this happens here. So I like how he does that. I just looked it up when I was talking. Widow McDonough.
Mrs. McDonough.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And he Atticus really likes her. I think part of the reason why he likes her is because she's older. I mean, he's like, you know, 2,000 years old or whatever, but she, you know, she's like 80 or 90 or something like that. And I think he likes talking to her and hearing, you know, her wisdom throughout, you know, her experiences in life. So he likes to just kind of sit down and chill out with her. Plus, he's Irish, she's Irish, so they get along. And he's always talking about how Mrs. McDonough is, you know, drinking whiskey pretty much all throughout the day.
Exactly. And then I'm not going to ruin it. I think in book 2 or 3, you found out how she comes into the story, and I don't want to ruin that or anything about he brings Atticus to a god that's very prevalent in today's society and to help stuff out. And that's all I want to say about that now.
Yeah, yeah.
So anything else you want to say before we get into the spoiler alerts?
No, I think that's a pretty good gist of the book. People should get a good grasp of what it is. It's definitely, and I think like you said, I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, obviously everything you suggest to me, I know it's going to be worth listening to or reading, but I wasn't sure what to expect. And once I dove into the first book, I said, okay, time to listen to the rest of them now.
Exactly. Yeah. And, great for this book out of 10, I'm going to give it my 9 out of 10. And, cause I really never give a 10. So, and this is a book I say, again, that I think everybody should, that will enjoy, that likes any type of this genre. And I looked up what kind of genre this was, and because I thought it would be fantasy, but it's in another sub-genre called urban fantasy, which I've never really heard of before, but it really makes sense calling it an urban fantasy genre type book.
Yeah, I would, I'm not sure what I would give. I was thinking maybe like an 8.5 or something. That because like we said earlier, there were some scenes that, like you said, if they weren't there, that he totally could have reached another market. And like I said, I just think some scenes were just kind of there for the sake of it or whatever. There wasn't really any point behind it. So I would say 8.5.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're thinking of the same scene as I am with the Morgan.
Exactly.
She's a goddess of war. So and you can find more about that when you go into this book. So that's it. We're going to start the spoiler section here. If you're going to turn this off now, we're going to finish everything else up. And then if you want to hear spoilers, you can keep listening to it. If you want to get this book or anything, help support Podnuts out and everything like that, just go to podnuts.com/Amazon and search for Iron Druids. Search for this book is called Hounded. But we never said the author. I feel bad about that. Author's name is Kevin Hearn. And I actually follow him on Twitter, and he is one author that actually will contact you back.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. When I first got into this book a couple years ago, and I just pounded through all of them like you did, and I kind of tagged him, and I says, the only thing I'm missing is I wish there was another book, you know. And he says, well, you got to wait 4 days. It's 4 days. The next one's being released. And I didn't know that it was going to be that soon. So he actually pays attention to his, his social media and actually responds back.
Yeah. We should have had him on.
Yeah. He sounds like a guy that he probably would. Maybe we'll have to do that. I'll try to contact him and see if we can get them on to talk about this and everything. So that'd be kind of cool. Is there any last thing you want to talk about before we go to the spoilers?
No, I think that's it. Just don't forget podnuts.com/Amazon. And thanks for your support. Thanks for listening. And we're heading in to the spoiler section.
All right, spoiler section. If you don't want to know what's in this book, turn the podcast off now and you will not miss anything else except details about the story. Okay, first and foremost about this book is you learn this out in other books too, but the way he brings in Granuel, you know darn well something big's coming down for Granuel coming up. No ifs, no ands, no buts. You know Granule's going to have a bigger part later. So that's one twist that I don't think he meant it to be a twist. I think it's just him introducing Granuel in the book. The one thing I would like, even though I think book three or four, Coyote has a major, major scene, I would love another book with Coyote as a main character with him. I personally think Coyote is an awesome character in this that not only gives a lot of twists and turns because they don't see eye to eye, but he has that trickster comedy effect as you're going through it.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I don't like about Coyote is he's always just kind of like looking out for number one, and so that gets a little frustrating.
Yeah, that's one thing I think helps out in the book. It's not just, you know, two good guys walking down the street. You got obviously a good guy in Atticus, and you guy for the most part's good, but if something comes up, you're right. It's look out for number one and what's in it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, with Atticus too, like kind of even in this first book, there's sort of some gray areas with Atticus. Like he always wants to kind of do what's right and you know, kind of stay on the straight and narrow, but there's a couple of gray areas that happen, and I might be confusing some parts in book two or three, but where he's sort of bends the rules a little bit, where he's like, well, you know, I did make a promise to Leaf, so, you know, I have to uphold, you know, my promise, even though he might be doing something he necessarily wouldn't do normally. So he tries to kind of, you know, make excuses for some things at some points in his life.
Yeah, that brings down, just like in a future book, I'm not going to say about when he goes with Leif Helgerson to take on a certain god.
Right.
That's a big no-no to begin with. So, yeah, that's one of them coming down that I think you're talking about there, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of what I was referencing. I couldn't remember in Houndendorf if there was any sort of gray areas, but I think there was. Like I said, he tries to stay on the straight and narrow, but every now and then there's kind of gray areas where, as long as Atticus can kind of sort of justify what he's doing, then he's fine with doing it.
Right, and one thing in this book, remember there's a local, there's a witch coven there, the leader... Radamelia, I think is her name.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, remember her because she has something coming up in a future book. So kind of keep that in the back of your mind when you're thinking about this. But the spoiler in this book is basically Angus Og, okay? He's a Celtic god of love. He's been basically going after Atticus to get the sword, which everybody says he stole it. But it was he didn't really steal it. In the middle of a battle, it was laying on the ground, so he took it. So I really don't think he stole it. It was just kind of like, quote, spoils of war.
Yeah.
But everybody said he stole it. But the sword has a special power where if you hold it up to the throat of somebody, they cannot tell a lie, which comes in very, very handy.
Yeah, he also utilizes that right away in the first book also.
Right, now, the Fagura, the sword, I forgot. He has two magical swords in the first couple books. Does Fagura also have the ability, or is this the other sword, where if you get a cut, the wound is mortal, no matter how small the cut?
Yeah, that's the second sword, but Fagura has three kind of powers. The first one is, like you said, you can make anyone tell the truth. The third power is it literally cuts through anything like it's butter. Like, nothing stops it. So he can literally, you know, pierce any type of armor, anything with Fagura. And the third thing that Fagura does is it creates, like, really strong windstorms, which he utilizes, like, in the fourth or fifth book. But the second sword that you just said, as long as he even nicks a person with the second sword, it basically kind of, like, poisons them, and the wound becomes fatal and they die. I can't remember the name of his second sword right now. I think it starts with an M, but I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
Right, yeah. Now, Angus Ogg's wife, I forgot her name. I think she has an outfit that Fagura cannot damage. And I think you learned that out very early, just in as a comment. Do you remember her name? I forgot her name.
It's hard to remember the names. There's so many that get thrown throughout all these books, and I literally read like all the books in like 2 weeks, so I can't recall which of the women was his wife.
They were married, but they really didn't spend any time together. And she becomes a major character in the books coming up.
Yeah. Also, kind of back to Atticus, you know, spoils of war and getting the Fagura sword. Morgan, that goddess there, she also helped him kind of acquire that sword during that war. And they actually kind of cut a deal where she kind of looks out for Atticus and to make sure that nothing happens to him.
Right. And no one really understands why, and Atticus really doesn't even understand why either. So there was something there, and I Googled it thanks to Wikipedia, and Angus Ode's wife is Bree.
Ah, yes, Bree.
So, yeah. she has an outfit that Fagura will not go through. But that's basically what this plot of the story is. Angus Ogg is going after Atticus to get the sword, and he tracked Atticus down. And they actually meet to fight right in front of the widow McDoah, right in front of her house, which was kind of funny.
Yeah, a bunch of Angus Ogg's, you know, goons kind of meet up with Atticus, and he starts like slaying these, they're like these crazy looking demon creature things, and he starts like slaying them in her backyard, and Hal, the werewolf. Him and his crew show up because they're helping out Atticus. And so all these werewolves show up at, you know, Mrs. McDonough's house. And she's just kind of like, what in the world is going on here? So after everything was cleaned up and went down, Atticus had to talk to her. It was like, yeah, you know, you just did see werewolves. Don't worry. They're my friends. They're not going to hurt you.
Yeah. Now, was this the book two with the neighbor across the street?
No, that was also in book one in Hounded. Yeah, the neighbor across the street also sees stuff going down in Atticus's front yard.
Exactly. And what Leaf, his lawyer, has the abilities of a vampire is he can go into the minds and kind of take memories out.
Yeah.
So just by staring. So he goes over there and kind of does that a little bit. And then it's kind of everything, because during the whole book, his neighbor across the street's kind of like giving him a bad time until Leaf kind of takes care of the whole situation.
Yeah, exactly. And also, Bree does visit Atticus at his home. And she actually, I might be confusing this, but I believe she also asked him to kind of join forces with her. Because even though she is married to Angus Ogg, they're almost, I don't want to say rivals, but they don't get along. And so she wanted Atticus to kind of join, you know, her guild or whatever you would say. And he respectfully declined.
Right. So, yep. So that was about it for the book. It's a really good book. I truly, truly enjoyed it. This was one I finished and I says, I need to go get the second one right away because I really, really enjoyed it. This is one series that as soon as the new one comes out, I really, really finish whatever I'm at really, really quick because I want to get to this one pretty fast. So, and what you listen to it, I think you'll understand why.
Yeah, and the sound, you know, the sound quality of this book was really good. I like the guy. I don't remember if Kevin Hearn himself actually reads it, but the guy reading the book is the same guy throughout every book, which is also you know, nice. I think he reads them really well. He's got a couple of voices that he uses and stuff. So I'm a fan of the audio quality and the guy that's reading the book.
Yeah, exactly. He helps the audiobook out. You instantly know when Oberon's talking. You pick that up almost immediately. And it very subtly, he's got a way of his voice changing from male or female, not to where it's obnoxious or weird. It's just real subtle, so you pick a lot of this stuff up.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a really, really good book. If you haven't listened to this, it's Hounded and by Kevin Hearn, book one in the Iron Druid Chronicles. Go get it, go read it, go listen to it, whatever you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I give it an 8.5. It's definitely still a really good book. So
yeah, it's I gave it a 9. Pretty much all of them are 9. One of them I gave an 8. I was thinking about that and I forgot which one, and if we get to that eventually, we'll go over that. But yeah, it was a good series, good book. I know this won't have anything to do with you, Jonathan, but the covers of the book, I really like the picture. They're not overly gaudy about having a druid on there, you know. It's they're all very well done covers on the book. It's one of the few books where I look at the covers and I say they're very simple but very nice, and I give it A++ for all the covers on the books.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think I still have one to listen to, so I haven't listened to all of them yet.
Well, I'm going to give you the spoiler right now. All right, and again, I want to thank everybody for listening to this series here. And again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, and or corrections, or want to join us, email at tracy@podnuts.com. And if you want to get a hold of Jonathan, just email it to me, and I'll make sure he gets it. I want to thank everybody for downloading and listening to this. We do appreciate it. And don't forget to go over to podnuts.com/Amazon and support them out. If you're going to buy this book and or audiobook, go over there and go to that link and buy the book. It costs the same. They just give a little kickback to Podnuts to help keep everything free for you for all these great shows Podnuts give. Thanks again for everybody listening to this. I hope everybody has a great day, great week, great month, and I'm going to send it off for Jonathan for the final word.
All right, everyone, thank you for listening and downloading, and if you do have any comment, criticisms, or critiques, you can just send them to mail@podnuts.com, and those go straight to Dor, so he wants all of those, so you can send those to him. Yeah, again, everyone, thank you for listening. I love doing this podcast. It's a change for me. I'm always in like technology-based podcasts, so I love doing these. I love reading, so it's really exciting, and everyone, thank you for listening and downloading. Don't forget, podnuts.com/Amazon, and we'll talk to you next episode.